The Washington Post reported today that Secretary of State Colin Powell, one of the Bush administration's leading voices on Iraq and foreign policy, does not plan to return for a second term if the president is reelected. News analyst Daniel Schorr says it's been a tough road for the former military man.
Under the military code by which this one-time ROTC officer lives, you obey the orders of the commander-in-chief for the term of your enlistment, and then you get to decide whether you want to sign up for another hitch. If anyone ever had reason to opt out, it's Colin Powell, who has lost one policy battle after another, mainly to hardliners closer to the president's ear and heart. Powell was overruled on trying to patch up relations with France and Germany. He lost out on his early opposition to war with Iraq. He flew off to the Middle East to seek peace at a time when peace was not to be had. Time and time again, he was off to some remote part of the world when the president was reaching policy decisions with Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld. Some of the intramural tensions were documented by Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. At a meeting of the War Cabinet in September 2002, shortly after 9/11, Rumsfeld raised the idea of an attack on Iraq. Powell argued that it should not be undertaken before assembling a coalition. Later, Powell said to General Henry Shelton, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, "What the hell are these guys thinking about? Can't you get these guys back in the box?" Mr. Bush was asked by Woodward in an interview last year what he thought about Powell's contribution. The president gave a tepid reply. He said, "Powell is a diplomat, and you've got to have a diplomat." If this were not enough to tell the secretary the way the wind was blowing, a conservative attack on Powell's department was unleashed by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich in a speech to the American Enterprise Institute and an article in Foreign Policy magazine. Without mentioning Powell by name, Gingrich accused the State Department of a deliberate and systematic effort to undermine Bush's foreign policy. Last February, soldier statesman Colin Powell gave his all before the United Nations Security Council, justifying a war about which he had deep reservations himself. Powell continues to soldier around the world, serving, as they say, at the president's pleasure, which may no longer be his own pleasure. This is Daniel Schorr.